Mr. Yu, the discussion continues, and it should be noted that the reason why it is forbidden just to send any gift which you like to a friend is because it's considered very similar to weekday activities. One is supposed to rest and not do many different activities on Yom Tov, and therefore, except for food, it is forbidden to send gifts on Yom Tov. Now, the Mishnah is going to add over here that clothes can also be sent, since they are totally ready immediately to be worn and benefited from on Yom Tov itself. Meshalchen Kalim, one can send as a gift clothes, Bein Tefurin. Whether the material is sewn into an actual garment, Bein She'in on Tefurin, whether it is not sewed into a garment, but one can still cover himself with it, as some sort of cloak. And the Mishnah, the Aval Pish Yeshbon Kilayim, even if they contain Kilayim. Kilayim refers, at least in this case, to Shatnas, which is something containing both wool and linen, and it is forbidden to wear something containing both wool and linen. And as well as that, it is also forbidden to even sit on it if it is made of material which could be worn. So if it's soft, if the wool and linen are soft, and it's, let's say, a wool and linen cloak, since you could wear the cloak, it's even forbidden to just sit on the cloak. However, if, let's say, it's a very hard cushion, so you'd never be able to wear that, and it cannot keep anyone warm, and so it is permitted to sit on it, and so if it is something like that, then you would be able to send it on Yom Tov, since one can benefit from it easily on Yom Tov. As the Mishnah says, V'hein tzorich ha-moyed, as long as it's for the need of Yom Tov, and it can be benefited from on Yom Tov. Avalei sandal ha-masumar, but it is forbidden to send somebody sandals or shoes which have nails in. Often before the shoes have been totally completed and made fully so they have nails coming out of them, but people would wear them even at that stage. However, there was once a story where there were many Jews hiding in a cave from the ruling nation who forbade them to keep Torah and Mitzvahs. So they were hiding in a cave, and suddenly they heard a noise, and they thought that it was the enemy army approaching. So there was a big panic, and everybody started running out of the cave. And because many people were wearing these nailed shoes, some people got stepped on, and stampeded, and were killed. And because that happened on a Shabbos, the Chachom said that it is forbidden to wear such shoes on Shabbos or Yom Tov, since those are days where people often gather together much more than on a regular day. So it is more similar to that situation where they were in the cave. So the Chachom said that it is forbidden to wear such shoes on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And therefore, it is forbidden to give it as a gift on Shabbos and Yom Tov, even on Yom Tov, since it cannot be benefited from on Yom Tov itself. V'lo minol she'ino tofer, neither can one send somebody a shoe which hasn't been sewn, so it cannot be worn. And Rabbi Huda says, even if it can possibly be worn, but it's extremely unlikely that that person will wear it. For example, after I'm in a lovon, one cannot even send a white shoe, because it requires a craftsman to blacken it, since the custom of the Jews was never to wear white shoes, only black shoes. So although it's possible to wear it, the receiver is very unlikely to wear it, since the custom was only to wear black shoes. So the Mishnah says the rules are, Klol, this is the rule, Kol Shani Oisimbay, B'Yom Tov, that's how we're going to read it, Kol Shani Oisimbay, B'Yom Tov, anything which one can benefit from it on Yom Tov itself, Meshalchen Oisai, one is allowed to send it as a gift on Yom Tov, since it is for the sake of Yom Tov.